Thanks a lot. If you get closer, then if you throw stuff, you're more likely to hit. Okay. All right, so the subtitle, can we go backwards? Okay, I'm lost. But the subtitle was The Perverse Effects of Aid on Health. And there it is. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to talk about the negative consequences. And they are, first, my disclosure. AIDS, there's a positive AIDS test on the right, and a happy person. Why is this person smiling? Because she has AIDS. Well, it's because with AIDS, she gets food, employment, housing, and health care. And if you don't have AIDS, and you're in Haiti and Uganda and all these other places, you don't get those things. Okay, so there is actually a black market in positive AIDS tests. There's a, you can get bribed if you're a nurse to get a positive AIDS test. And we're looking because we're pretty sure people have intentionally gotten AIDS so they can get aid. Can't get a lot more perverse than that. Okay? And these are the players. These are the people who are controlling the aid and how it's distributed. I want to pick on Bill Gates too much, but, you know, this is a gentleman who was very, very successful in developing software, and of course, his ability to know computers and the internet continued. That's why we have micro Google and micro Facebook. Oh, we don't have that. I guess he wasn't that good in the computer business. So, having failed there, he decided he would take his expertise into the health area, where he clearly knew exactly what everybody needed to do. And if you don't believe that, his budget is larger than WHO's. So he's controlling what things go, and he leverages his money. Okay, so there you have the expertise that leads everything. Of course, USAID, they mostly do aid so they can control revolutions and make sure people go along with what we want them to go along with in terms of foreign policy. That's just it. So we have an ignorant person, and we have someone with a malevolent motive was the major two U.S. interventions in international health. Okay, so let's look at what are we doing. Well, we have disease-specific individual treatment versus treating the whole patient and community. You may have heard this before, except in the aid business, we only do number one. Okay, and we do it this way. We have this vertical model, so you have the, which Bill Gates has picked right up on. So we have TB programs, so we have a central in the national governments of Haiti, someone in charge of TB. They have a whole staff all the way down to the clinic level, all dealing with TB. And then we have the same thing for HIV and the same thing for malaria, all in separate facilities, all with their own. And then we have, of course, PEPFAR. Now, this PEPFAR is a good example of how Africa is actually a lot richer than the United States. You didn't know that. But I don't know if you know this, but in Washington, D.C., they use the MRI machines and the echo machines for any diagnosis. You can walk in there with a pneumonia, and they don't. You can get in that machine. You get a back pain, you get in the same machine. In Africa, you walk into a PEPFAR hospital, which is first world class, and you don't have an HIV ticket, you're out the door. Cash and carry. You have HIV, you get everything free. So mostly it's unused. Okay? Oh, and also, by the way, these happen to be all in different locations, making it much more convenient to treat people. So the HIV clinic is in one place, the TB clinic is somewhere else, the PEPFAR hospital is in the third place, and when there are neonatal services, which there haven't been because all the money's been into these vertical programs, that's in a fourth or fifth place. And by the way, there's no medical records, period, okay, except at the HIV PEPFAR hospital, so you get some interesting effects. So we're violating what you call the first rule of medicine, first do no harm. This is an example of what you get. It's a real story. Okay, so we visited, I wasn't on this visit, but somebody with me, we visited a guy who's got TB, HIV, and malaria, and he had all his pills in a big bowl, because he got them from three different clinics. And he asked them, well, when do you take when? Well, if I'm hot, I take a blue pill, and if I'm cold, I take a red pill, And if I'm not sure, I take a yellow pill. Okay, and so he took all the pills, and that was how he took them. Okay, turns out you can't drop HIV pills from planes with little notes, say take one Tuesday, another one Thursday, and that's what we've literally been doing. Because they don't have any health personnel. We got them drugs. Drug companies are making money. But there's no qualified personnel watching what's going on for all intents and purposes. Okay? All right, so here's a good example of a vertical program, one of my favorites. This is Smile Train. This is the one people on the street know about because they've got these full-page ads in the New York Times and click-throughs in the LA Times, New York Times, and McLean's wife is a supporter, a lot of actors are supporters. It's a very nice thing, okay? And they send people to these countries, and they set up a little surgery unit to do this simple surgery called cleft palate surgery. We use non-physicians. Cleft, the mouth is a very dirty place. So when you operate on these people with cleft lip and cleft palate and you leave, sometimes they get what you call infections. Of course, there's nobody left behind to take care of those infections, and they don't collect that data. Because we know we ask them. All right? But the best thing they do, this is really good, is they close all the hospitals in the whole region while this is going on. Because they hire the locals. And they pay them 10 times more than they'd be making at the clinic. And here's another little anecdote, side anecdote. UNICEF, they do lots of trainings in these countries. And let's give you a Nepal example. Two physicians at a district hospital, sometimes only one physician at a district hospital. Those physicians, 6 months a year at a trainings. The trainings last for 1 or 2 days in Kathmandu. Takes them 2 days to get there, 2 days back. But they pay them enough so they don't have to be in the clinic for the whole month. So they alternate months. 1 month they're in a training and the UNICEF person checks the box. Sometimes they train them how to treat diseases that don't exist in Nepal. But an UNICEF person gets the box checked. Other NGOs do the same thing. Whatever their itch is, they make sure everybody's well trained in that itch. Whether or not that particular disease exists there or not, it's not that problem. So they cause internal brain drain that's not even accounted for in any way, shape, form, or manner. They literally close the health system down. And what happens when they close the health system down? Oh, people with diseases that are easily treatable, like kids mostly, diarrhea, respiratory disease. Those are the main two causes of death, by the way. Respiratory disease and diarrhea, not any of these famous diseases. Just the shits and the coughs. Okay, that's what's killing people. That you don't see those people, nobody's talking about how to treat that. Because you need like a primary care nurse or paraprofessional. Now, no profits for Merck there. Okay? So let's look at how it looks in, say, Rwanda. Now, there's a country, very famous. Nice. Everybody likes working in Rwanda because the current president has it well organized. You can be easy to work. So everybody's going to Rwanda to work in Africa. Okay, so this is from 2 or 3 years ago. Total budget health expenditures, $37 million. HIV prevalence rate, 3.1%, one of the lowest in Africa. Oh, the HIV budget, $187 million. There you go. Okay. If you got AIDS, they can take care of you. You got some other problem? See you later. Okay, so the disadvantages of vertical, the major deaths are from these things. Vertical programs don't do that. 80% of all health aid goes to HIV, malaria, and TB. You can see there's a slight distortion here. Okay, so this is a guy, this is one of the pictures of the guy. By the way, the Smile Train people don't put the after surgery pictures in their ads because it drops donations. Okay, so here's a before surgery, here's an after surgery. See, repaired cleft palate, died of diarrhea. But he looked really good at the funeral. Okay, that's what's going on in these programs. And they're increasing the diarrheal deaths and respiratory deaths by closing the health system when they go in for a couple of weeks and do this. Everybody does the same thing. Okay, horizontal model would look like this. You have a village health office. They take care of, look at this, water sanitation. And agricultural assistance, food. This is how you would set up a horizontal system in a community with these monies. Okay, and you'd also do some of this stuff, okay, but it'd be organized because it'd only be one clinic. You wouldn't have to go to five clinics in the same geographic area. So that's a horizontal. Now, there is Norway and Holland put $1.25 billion into something called the Norwegian Business Plan, which was designed to have these developing countries organize and control their health systems such that they would organize a health plan for the country. You couldn't just go in. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you're from Nigeria, you can't just go to Georgia or Washington and open up a clinic and start doing surgery. We got like rules. You got to have like a license. Not there. You got an itch to go save Africa? You just fly in, bring some medical stuff, set up wherever you want, do whatever you want. No problem. Okay? So here we go. So this is a model that, and this is the idea here, is that you don't scratch your itch, even if it's Bill Gates' itch, okay? But you actually set up a system. This is not for me. This is a Norwegian business plan. By the way, Angela Merkel and Brown, Gordon Brown, intervened and cut this off at the kneecaps. And there's now something called IHP Plus, which is supposed to substitute for this. Doesn't do anything. Not operational. Whereas the Norwegians were actively pursuing this, and Merkel and Brown said, no, we're going to do this. They didn't know what they were doing. So this is a website we've set up. I think we have every Swiss family physician signed it. It's a petition to go to that we try, we're going to be going to WHO with and other people. So go to that website, sign the petition, and you can read all a lot of the published papers which we've been trying to generate over the last several years on supporting health systems rather than vertical health arguments. This is Barbara Starfield's Plus. Okay? And we've had another website that we've set up called Rethink Aid. It's an initiative that we want to try to organize politically people who have the same idea we have about what needs to be done to lobby for support for vertical programming against the kind of, for horizontal programming, to oppose the expertise of Bill Gates and the subtle yet real influence of large corporations. Because basically the vertical programs support high-tech, drug-intensive solutions, right? The head of research for Bill Gates is a guy named Takada, who was the head of research for GSK, who, when somebody came out and said that Avandia, GSK's diabetes drug, caused heart attacks and wasn't such a good thing, he personally went to the dean at UNC and threatened them with a $4 billion lawsuit unless the guy shut up. And the guy actually did shut up and wrote a retraction, more or less. That is who Bill Gates made the head of research. GSK, unethical guy. Okay? Pure unethical guy. And that's available on the web. You can read it in the New York Times. So Bill Gates maybe could have checked that out without even looking at his resume. Okay, so, and this is the nonprofit. You can get in touch with us. Minu, you want to stand up? That's Minu. She's unfortunately works for me and runs this organization. You have some sympathy for her. But you can contact her if you're interested in helping work on the program. And Alexandra is sitting next to her to help put together these slides. Thanks.